Hey everyone, it's Tanzina Vega with you on The Takeaway. And we're in the midst of the NFL playoffs. But for the teams that didn't make it out of the regular season, it's hiring season for new head coaches. But out of 32 teams in the NFL, only four head coaches are non-white. That's in a league where around 70% of the players are black. In 2003, to increase diversity among head coaches in the league, the NFL adopted the Rooney Rule, which requires teams to interview minorities for head coaching and senior positions. So far, the increase in coaches of color has been less than 1%. Rob Parker of Fox News and ESPN's Stephen A. Smith both sharply criticized the rule this week.
Get rid of the Rooney Rule because it's garbage. It's balderdash. It's poppycock. It ain't real.
Now, the National Football League or somebody else, we got to change this Rooney Rule. It's bogus, clearly, because it's being bypassed. The original intent, what it was intended to produce, is being circumvented.
Joining me now is Martenzi Johnson, a sports writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. Martenzi, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
So the Rooney Rule was put in place to do what? I'm assuming the intent was to increase the number of head coaches of color. Or was it just to increase the number of people who were being interviewed as head coaches of color?
So the original intent when it was implemented in 2003 was to at least get a foot in the door for African-American and people of color coaches. I think by proxy, you know, by interviewing more black coaches, you would get more black coaches in those positions. But what we've seen is it has actually worked. Before the rule went into place, it was about 2.3 people of color coaches per season. Now we're up to about 3.76. So it has worked as far as increasing the number of coaches of color, but we're still a long way from, I think, what Johnny Cochran was trying to get accomplished when he released a study in 2002 showing that there was a lack of diversity in the head coaching ranks.
But that's a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage, Martenzi. I mean, given the overall, the demographics of the folks who are playing in the NFL and also the folks who are in head coaching positions, the numbers don't seem encouraging right now. Why do you think, I mean, the critics are saying that the rule isn't working. Why do you think that is?
I think just because they're looking at the broad number of coaches. So like you have 32 teams in the NFL and only four of them are people of color. So you can look at that and say that this rule is not working. I would argue that the rule actually is working, that people who would have never received an interview are actually getting that. And maybe if they don't get the position that they're interviewing for, maybe down the road that they will. I don't necessarily agree with that stance, but it is true that that is what's happening. But you have a problem with, and you ask why is it not working as far as getting more people in there? I think it just goes back to the decision makers, and maybe it's, they have these preconceived notions about African Americans or people of color and their ability to lead people. But I think it goes back to these decision makers maybe not being racist, but there's a hint of racism there in that they don't trust or don't believe in African Americans or people of color and their ability to take a team and take them to the Super Bowl or the playoffs.
So we just heard ESPN Smith saying, get rid of the rule. I feel like that's an easy way out. Should it be? I mean, am I wrong about that? If you got rid of the rule, would that actually encourage more hiring?
I don't think so. It'd probably do the exact opposite. Because like I said, in 2003, 40 years after the March on Washington, the NFL teams had to be forced to just interview candidates, not necessarily hire them, but to interview them. And like you said, the numbers show that, you know, one, more of them are being interviewed just by virtue of the rule, and more of them are being hired than they were before. And if you get rid of that interview, you get rid of the sham interviews that we sometimes have, the Rooney Rule interviews, where, you know, you have a running backs coach, a black running backs coach, who no one believes will actually be hired, but they're just doing it just to satisfy the rule. But down the road, that person might get hired, right? But at the end of the day, it's a sham interview. But if you didn't have the rule in place, period, then that person might have not even got his foot in the door. So I can understand the frustration with the rule, but if you get rid of it, I think we're going backwards rather than forward.
You know, right now there are currently four non-white coaches in the NFL, Mike Tomlin, Anthony Lynn, Brian Flores, and Ron Rivera. Have any of them spoken out about some of the hurdles that they face compared to their white counterparts?
Yeah, so there's been stories, whether on the Undefeated or other websites, where I think they probably soften a little bit just because, you know, you can't really ruffle any feathers in that league of all leagues.
If you're a person of color, you mean?
If you're a person of color, right? And I don't know how many white coaches have spoken out about it. I know Bruce Arians with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have. But they have spoken in the past about, you know, it's difficult. Sometimes you feel that no matter how hard you work, you're never going to get that position. Or once you get that position, how difficult it is to maintain it. Because there's an old adage among African Americans that you have to be twice as good to get kind of half as far. And so once they get these positions, it's difficult for them to keep it. Like, there's been countless times where African-American coaches have had 1 year to either make it or not, and then they're fired. And there's been times where white coaches, with Freddie Kitchens this year with the Cleveland Browns, where he was fired after one season too. But it does seem with African-Americans, there's a shorter leash for them to maintain their job. And African-American coaches have spoken about it, but it's not going to be like how I'm speaking about it now. Like, they're going to say, you know, I waited my turn. I got to a point, but it is difficult for them.
There's something that comes up in these conversations where there becomes a question about whether or not we should just continue to rely on the good faith efforts, quote unquote, of organizations to provide these interviews, or whether there should be more stringent requirements in place. Should there be percentages, numbers, should there be something else that's a little more strict written within the Rooney Rule, where organizations have to show that they are in fact hiring?
Yeah, so when Johnny Cochran presented the study to the NFL in 2002, and then a year later the Rooney Rule was implemented, he recommended that there was some type of quota or some type of good faith effort that teams had to put forward to hiring African-American or people of color coaches. And if they didn't, they would be docked a draft pick. And we've seen before that's how the NFL has punished teams before, whether it's through what the New England Patriots have been accused of, or the New Orleans Saints, where they docked draft picks or docked pay from the organization or the head coach. So I think if you truly want to get to a point where it's not just sham interviews and these owners actually want to put forth an effort to diversify their head coaching and front offices, maybe you do have to threaten them with draft pick sanctions, because what we've reached at this point 17 years after the fact is that some coaches will get a legitimate interview and some of them will become a head coach. But for a lot of these head coaching vacancies, it's going to be sham interviews, and they're just going to bring someone in just to satisfy a rule that they don't truly believe in.
Martenzi Johnson is a sports writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. Martenzi, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.